This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
100,000 of us taxpayers had our information stolen from the IRS. The hackers exploited the IRS online Get Transcript feature.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. Happy birthday to Mr. Benjamin. Andre Benjamin, you may know him as his numerical name, 3000. He's 40 today. And Ramsey Lewis, the great Ramsey Lewis, is 80 today.
80.
80 years old today.
And he still looks 35?
He still looks younger than Andre Benjamin, yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's good living. The storms may have passed, but the full scope of the tragedy of the floods is just starting to emerge. Floodwaters slowly receding in the state of Texas. More bodies surface, many found in vehicles swept away by the raging currents. And by this morning, at least 18 people were found dead in Texas and Oklahoma, as well as 13 in northern Mexico from the same storm system. At least 13 people are still missing, and the effort to find them continues, and it is treacherous. As you heard, sophisticated criminals use an online service run by the IRS to access personal tax information for more than 100,000 taxpayers.
Somebody took some from the IRS.
No, they took it from us. This is part of the scheme to steal identities and claim fraudulent tax refunds. They accessed a system called Get Transcript, where taxpayers can get tax returns and other filings from previous years. In order to access the information, the thieves cleared a security screen that required knowledge about the taxpayer, including the Social Security number, the date of birth, the tax filing status, and the street address.
Go back to filing cabinet, Sybil. We need to go back to the old filing cabinets, man.
So now the IRS is promising to give people help in accessing their credit reports for a while, but the damage is great and it is incalculable.
Filing cabinets.
You're right, player.
Never happened with filing
you
cabinets.
Never had a hacked filing cabinet.
There is a story on Black America Web about a young woman who was pregnant in middle school. Today, she is going to claim to be a valedictorian. A Chicago teenager, Tamika Pope, decided she wasn't going to be a statistic. Now she is a high school senior. She has been admitted to 26 colleges, and her high school's valedictorian, receiving over $80,000 in transcripts.
Wow.
In 2 weeks, she'll graduate from Chicago's Wendell Phillips High School on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Tuesday, protesters in Baltimore shut down I-395 to protest against Maryland's plan to cut education spending in lieu of funding a $30 million detention center for juveniles charged as adults. This is what we were talking about the other day, Tom.
Local, with Lil Mo.
Yeah. Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple, a participant in the protest, posted a number of updates on Twitter yesterday regarding the protest. And a number of people have been discussing the protest on News One now, including our very own Roland Martin. We are looking at a sweep in the basketball world. LeBron James scored 23 points. Kyrie Irving returned after missing two games. And Cleveland Cavaliers, rather, reserved a spot in the finals, sweeping the Atlanta Hawks last night to win the Eastern Conference title. Now they wait to find out if they will be playing Golden State or Houston.
You don't have to thank me, but you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome, Cleveland.
I'm sorry.
I love you. I love you.
Sorry, Cleveland.
Good luck to you, Cleveland.
I love you.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.